What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
As we are ramping up to our New Year's Eve in Spring Season 6 premiere, I thought you'd all enjoy a special treat. The new crew and the staff are going to come to a head before we get back to our regularly scheduled killing guests in every episode, and this episode of The New Crew is very special. Damon Allums, the concierge himself, wrote this episode, and it is pretty terrific. He had some really interesting, fresh ideas for the script and the character, and I am super thrilled to get to share it with all of you now. There's still a few episodes of The New Crew exclusive to Patreon right now, so join up to hear those. We're working on some new fun stuff for the patrons, and I just posted a fun surprise to the Patreon for the patrons. So patrons, check on that. We're getting very, very close to Season 6. I'm really looking forward to coming back, and I know you are too, so sit tight and don't touch that dial.
Repose. A brief moment of repose. This is my reward. Before the guests have been put away, I take a moment to sit in the great library in the Starlight Lounge and gaze upon this beautiful mausoleum of thought. Endless tomes arranged in order. A small measure of everything in its place. The fire is as I like it. The only thing missing is a touch of Brugerol 1795. My one wish for the evening deferred. I asked Hop to have my evening prepared, and now the decanter is empty. Is it too much to ask? No. Calm. Remember who I am. I am first among the crew of the hotel, and it is within me to fulfill needs at a glance. It is the burden of leadership to forget that the leader has needs. I close my eyes, smile, and... better. Brugerol 1795. Amber fire. Hints of oak. An echo of the grapes from which it was made, and with a moment of quiet to read and reflect. The evening is perfect. This isn't working. I cannot enjoy the imagined luxuries in the solitude of my mind, for thoughts of the very real mutiny I've suffered. We've suffered. Vermin's hands scurrying up my lapels, the gleeful eyes of the staff who could have come to my aid, but chose only to observe. The white-hot flash of indignity at my flesh being violated, feeling my heart beat, its final beat. And yet I return. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Mutiny does not change the value I have. As long as the hotel is here, I shall remain. That gives me time to plan. they will learn their place soon enough. Madame Hotel? Hop jumps at my sudden outburst. Irritation blooms across her face. I ignore it and peer into the lobby, searching for a different face or form in the twinkling starlight beyond the walls. Gone is the fireplace, the library, my lounge. It is as it ever is, simply the hotel and us. We feared. Hop was concerned you had abandoned us, left us in the cold dark while you... The bellhop's irritation brightens into disgust, but a raised finger from me quickly stoppers any outburst that would embarrass me in front of. I look again, listening to the shadows creep where I cannot see. She must be here, though. She must hear me. I feel the eyes of the hotel turn to me, and I enjoy the slightest glimmer of infinity to be one with the reason I exist. This moment. This is what I live for. Not just a moment in her starlight gaze, but to read her in the stars themselves. To what do I owe this honor? My devotion to you has never wavered. Nothing could change that. Look into my heart. I have nothing but devotion for you there. I've proven myself time and time again. Who do you rely on to keep things running? Me! Who has returned from death itself to do your bidding? Me! No. Calm. You think me false and doubt my loyalty. You will do as you must. I will not dissuade you. However, I propose you give me a test. Give me some way to illustrate my loyalty, and I guarantee I will not be found wanting. Her timing is perfect, as always. The swirl and chaos of the cosmos draw back from my thoughts as I focus now at my place behind the front desk. In the center of the lobby, framed against the distant dying galaxies and bad Berber carpet. Our new guest. And I must admit, I'm vaguely intrigued. Height, 5'6". Hair, black, intermittent gray camouflaged with dye. Shoes, low wedges, sensible. Scent, today she wears Lancôme La Vie Belle, but her signature scent is, normally, Armani My Way. Clothing, modest skirt off the rack worn 3 inches higher than she's accustomed to. Thick scarf stuffed into handbag hastily. Blouse daringly unbuttoned, but from the way her hand drifts to her sternum, she is shy and retiring and has been dolled up by her tribe before going on a bold excursion. How cute. Eyes. A very lovely shade of brown. Good evening, madam. Welcome to the hotel. I am your humble concierge. Your reservation is ready. If you would be so kind as to sign your name here, I'll be happy to get you checked in.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
Hey, this is the brief ad break. Thanks for listening. Now back to the hotel.
Ah, Miss Range. So glad you could make it. And a voice to match. I look into her eyes and try to read them like the ancient constellations as well. I sense the desires and yearnings of any mortal woman, but no voracity? An absence of any frenzied lecherousness. It intrigues me to no end. I must know more about this visitor. Time for a little shuffling. I make a small adjustment. I regret to inform that your reserved room isn't available. As compensation, I would like to give you room 222, our rainforest suite, for the duration of your stay. Would that serve? Most excellent. Splendid. Enjoy your stay, Miss Range. The bellhop gleefully marches Jenny Range to her final stay, sticking her tongue out at me from behind her. I don't bother chastising her this time. They get on like long-lost cousins, and Hop catches me observing their banter closely. Confused by this additional attention, a disdainful curl of a single eyebrow is sufficient to indicate that Hop's station is unchanged, and enough has been more than enough from her tonight. Her shock and confusion matter little to me. It has been long and long since I have observed a guest whose behavior I deem in any way above reproach. It fascinates me. She fascinates me. Room 222 is a beautiful playground of falling water, verdant skylights, and track lighting. A perfect tower for a cursed princess. A place for everything, and everything in its place. Safely entombed in the cultivated wild and free from prying eyes, Jenny jumps and pirouettes like a girl given a pony. This pleases me. I could keep her in this room like a snow globe and watch her pirouette every time it shakes. Or just watch and ponder her eon after eon by the fireplace over Brugeroll 1795. My own little bug encased in amber. I've seen her tastes, and she has been waiting for a towering man. Ebony skin, keen intelligence and diction, and high-level dernier cri. It would take no glamour to introduce myself and become the embodiment of all she desires. Jenny starts the shower and hot water pours over the waterfall in the bathroom. She gleefully dances through the suite as it fills with steam, and I see the her of her. The child she was, the woman she is, and the elder she will become. And her luster never wanes. I could know her, this princess, in her private jungle. The waterfall shower alters subtly. The rocks shift, ever so slightly. One on the left side begins to glow unnaturally. Another across from it, on the right, recedes, leaving an ugly, dark socket where an eye should be. The smooth, rounded stones in the waiting pool become countless serrated teeth, with more rows still lining the open throat beneath. This display was for my eyes only. The shower waterfall discreetly takes its benign gap-toothed shape. Jenny sits on the edge of the bed, rubbing her hand on the soft black satin sheets, and picks up the phone on the stone end table. A phone rings on the desk before me. Perhaps it was always here, but I jump, startled by the sound nonetheless. The trap is set, just as the hotel planned it. I can warn Jenny of the danger and we can face the consequences together in whatever form that may take. Or I can let Miss Range die, as they all do, and prove my loyalty to Madame Hotel, to the hotel herself, to the very cosmos that fills my vision and pierces through the faint and failing lie that surrounds me. Front desk.
Can I get a wake-up call for 6 o'clock?
I feel your eyes on me. Of course, Miss Range. Bonne nuit. Well played, madam. Your test is a good one. I made my choice. And farewell, Miss Range. It would have been nice.
The Hotel The New Crew was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten. Starring Rissa Montanez as the bellhop, Damon Allums as the concierge, and Bailey Wolf as the auditor. Music by Lauren Picorni and West Rodri. Produced by Pacific Obadiah. And written by Damon Allums.